Tommy McNamara,
Jeb Brodsky,
Angelino,
Akuli,
Josh Saunders,
Andre Rawls,
Andrea Pirla,
Frank Lampard,
Mendoza.
Oh, you fucking figured it out, Mendoza.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Jeff Saunders.
Fasci, whatever his name was.
Sean Facey?
Sean Facey.
That's good. That was a good pull. Herrera.
David Villa.
Yeah, obviously, bitch. Wait, no, don't call it. Chris Wingert.
Jack Harrison.
God damn it. But Kwadwopoku.
Frederick Riant.
Oh, that was a good one. Oh, wait. Patrick Mullins.
Patrick Vieira.
That doesn't fucking count. All right. Well, let's quit lamenting about players' past, and let's get back to what we're really here for. This is Behind Enemy Lines, episode number 36. 64 from 100. Fucking roll the music. Hey. Welcome to another week. This is me, B. Rice, Bryce on the mic. And we have joined with me, Edgar Rodriguez.
Hello.
And we're here at TREA, Third Rail Edgar's apartment. Is this the first time that we're here?
I believe so, yeah.
There we go. Debut at TREA. It's like EA Sports, but
it's in the game.
A lot lamer. Oh man, it's good to hear that theme song again. It's great. I fucking love it. I miss it. Connor, bring it back, please. I don't care that it's copyright free. Edgar.
So hello everyone. Glad to be back on the pod after 2-3 weeks of silence. But we're back with a vengeance, and the pod's going to be, it has an interesting twist this week, let's just say that.
Some would say. But the one thing that isn't a twist is that our pod is brought to you by some certain beers, okay? Let's go over these beers. Like always, our true standby and a San Diego staple, Ballast Point Brewery, whether they like it or not, they are sponsoring my half of the podcast. I'm right now drinking an Aloha Sculpin IPA that is absolutely delicious. And I can even get a second from Edgar. You tried some today.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty fucking good, sir. Also, I have been noting down some Cutwater Spirits that we have here with us tonight. Please go out and try some Cutwater Spirits. They're the shit. They're amazing. Edgar, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a New England style IPA.
From who? God knows.
It's a brewery from New Jersey, from Flemington, which is pretty country to me. It's called Devil's Juice.
Oh, Devil's Juice. That's a great name for a gay bar, right? Am I right? Yeah. Woo, Devil's Juice. Okay, guys, let's get in to our last game against Montreal. There's only one thing for us to say about last game against Montreal is that thank God we have embraced the tie, right? Embrace the tie. We do, What do we want, Edgar? What do we want?
We want Domei in. Domei all in on the tie.
Domei in and Domei consistency. There's nothing we want more than consistency. And this whole Patrick Vieira bullshit with wins and losses. We want the tie. We want the points. We want to progress in the standings. And like, if we're going to keep playing to win, we might lose. And we also might win. But none of those result in ties.
Yes, correct. With Vieira, I'm sure we had a couple losses. With Domei, we only have one.
Exactly. And how many ties do we have? Too many to count, right?
Four, I think.
Four or more.
Yeah.
It's and like this is the change that we need. And this is what we need to do going forward. We need to follow this plan. And the team executed it brilliantly against Montreal Impact. Like the discipline that they showed to stick to the game plan to make it a tie in the end, it was just uncanny. We showed little bits of scoring opportunities, but like just enough to like, you know, throw the other team off without them not really knowing we really wanted the tie.
Yeah, for sure. Like, look, Domei at the beginning, I think set out an example that we wanted to go after the game, that we wanted to get the 3 points. Like Mitrica was attacking.
Smokescreen.
Oh my god. We had Medina all in, like trying to like score goals. And then bam, we tricked them with that with getting the tie.
Going for the tie.
Even with them having one more player with 30 minutes to go. Oh my god. If you've ever seen anyone more consistent to the playbook, Domei.
That just shows the resiliency of the players to go for the tie even when they went a man up. Like, we were a man up for, what, 30 minutes?
For sure.
Do you know how hard it is to tie a game up a man for 30 minutes? That's hard.
I can't even score a goal within 90 minutes.
Exactly. It's great. And I love to see it. And I think it's really, really good news for this NYCFC side that's really, really looking to make some moves this year. Like, we're getting those points. We're racking them up one by one. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. And also, let's just while we're there, speaking about one player, Izzy, almost fucked up the whole game for us. Like, do you see, like, he scored a goal. Like, he put it in the back of the net. Thank God he is a terrible, terrible forward and was offsides.
Let's thank VAR. If it wasn't for VAR, Bar. we would be winning games. We would be within playoff contention. Jesus Christ.
Like, what are they talking?
There would be a reason for John Pudventa to come to games.
Yes, it's absolutely insane. Thank God Izzy has no idea where he's at in the field at all times, and he was offsides, and we secured the tie. And in my opinion, a 0-0 tie is probably the most perfect tie, okay? There's no bloodiness. There's no mess. It's nice, clean. It's neat. And it's just, you know, it is what it is. It's the tie and it's the points, you know? And other teams are losing and not getting the points. And here we are every single game getting that point.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think whichever team comes into Yankee Stadium is going to be afraid that, A, they're not going to win. But more importantly, they're not going to lose.
That's true. That's true. I never even thought about it that way. Like, they're confused. They have no idea what they're like in limbo. Why? That's what we're going to call Yankee Stadium, limbo. But and going back to Izzy, like, if he scored a goal, that'd be fine. But, like, it is so hard to come back for a tie when you're a goal up. It's almost impossible. And it's just congrats to Domei. Congrats to the team. We're getting it done where it needs to be done. And I just can't say anything more about the squad, you know? Edgar, like, can you ask any more?
No. Like, what are we gonna do?
I think the 20 midfielders we signed was really good.
Dude, yeah. We brought someone literally who cannot hurt anyone else because they care so much that his name is Care Bear.
Exactly. Hey, Charlie. Charles in charge. Come the fuck down. We're here at Third Rail, Edgar's apartment. You have to deal with Charlie from now on. We will please move on. And I know we don't want to move on, but we can move on from our stellar ties to some world soccer news. And let's just start it out. champions. We had some Champions League play over this past Tuesday, Wednesday, I believe.
Yeah.
Thank God, is it a Tuesday night? Watching Tottenham beat up Man City. Yeah. Has there ever been a more beautiful theme song for some sort of football tournament?
Nah, it's pretty cool.
It's the best. It's my favorite. It was watching the beginning of a big game and hearing the fans sing the song. Oh, it's my favorite. But going on, let's talk about some of these matches.
Yeah,
we had some good matchups. Unfortunately, your Manchester United went down 1-0 to the Barcelona.
Yeah, but that was an aggregate. We haven't been eliminated. Like, you know,
you went down 1-0. You went down a away goal.
Yeah,
you know, it's rough, especially against Barcelona. But like, how do you feel? I know you are a Man U fan. Tell me your thoughts after game one.
After game one, they had Messi, Suarez, Dembele, and Coutinho up front, and yet they only scored one goal that was an own goal, which makes me believe that if they can't score more than one goal, as in an own goal, versus Smalling and whoever the other clown was, a.k.a. Jones, then it doesn't – they really – look, it's up in the air right now. It could be another PSG thing, right, where United just find a way to win.
I mean, like, it's good that you held your own against Barcelona, but do you think you can produce the goals? Do you add in Lukaku, second leg?
Lukaku did start.
No, second leg. Do you add – or do you – include him in the second leg?
Yeah, only because of what he did with versus PSG and what he did versus Juve. I think the game plan in Barca is going to be to have Lukaku kind of take a lot of the attention and then put in Martial. Martial didn't start, by the way. So put in Martial from the beginning, you got yourself a game.
I mean, it definitely adds up for an exciting second half. It's going to be in Camp Nou. That's a tough place to play. A place, you know, Tottenham has played in advance. Speaking of Tottenham, big game, opening up the new stadium. I know they don't want to call it New White Hart Lane, but fuck it. It's New White Hart Lane.
What's the name of it even?
It's Tottenham Stadium. I think they should just say White Hart Lane is a great name for a stadium. And it's pretty much on the same, land. So I just feel like they need to embrace the tradition. But anyway, it's a beautiful stadium. They opened it up. They filled that motherfucker, and they were loud. And, they went in there, and it was back and forth a lot of the match. Harry Kane went down, big blow. Dele Alli went down, big blow. And even after both of those two went down, Heung-min Son comes in with the big goal. And a huge, huge, huge not giving away goal and huge getting the win. It's still going to be a tough fight going to the Etihad.
Yeah, because you're going to be – look, whenever you go into the Etihad, you have to worry about how spooky the game is. It's quiet. And that freaks out the opposing teams. It's like, oh, shit, where are the fans? Like, are they going to come out at halftime?
There's no one here.
But in all seriousness, you have Pep. And when you have a team that has Pep with the experience that he has, it's going to be hard to go into another, you know, to his house and want to come out with a full win, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's good that we didn't give it the away goal. Like, if we get a goal at Manchester City, that's big. It really helps our cause. But it's going to be hard without Harry Kane.
And also, you have to realize that Kevin De Bruyne wasn't playing. You didn't have why do I want to say Bernardo Silva? I don't think it was Bernardo Silva.
He was playing.
Sané. So you didn't have the two probably most talented players on their team besides Aguero. It's gonna be tough if they play, if they both start.
I mean, listen, if you're Manchester City and you're playing to go down 1-0 away, it's not a good strategy. And it's going to be a good game.
It happened before.
It has. It has.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good game. Man U, Barca is going to be a good game. Tottenham versus Manchester City second leg going to be a good game. I am looking forward to Ajax versus Juve. Okay, that was an electric game.
Oh my god! All right, so Ajax, look, I gotta give it to them. Like, it's weird what they're doing. They remind me kind of like a Monaco, kind of, right? Like Monaco when they had Mbappe and they were like kind of going through teams. But I think Juve is obviously going to put them out of their misery. And by misery, I mean like they're.
I don't know, man. That they've been looking legit the whole tournament. They would have fizzled out. If they were a fizzle-out team, they would have fizzled out by now. They got that young talent, and they're all ready to show it. And it's great. Like, it made for a very, very exciting game. And I'm very excited to see how this turns out. It turned out in a tie. I think you have something for a little bit of somebody out there?
Yeah, it's pretty much just – look, I know how much of a fan John Paventa is with Juve. All right? Like, let's not hide it. Like, he supports him in and out, right? And for him to, like – oh, my God. Can we hear that? That's the lullaby that John sings to Gio before sleep.
How dare you?
But, look, in all seriousness, Juve's going to go through – it's not a question. Like, they're going to go to Turin. Juve's going to play a tough defensive game. And Ronaldo is going to do Ronaldo things. Like, yeah.
Going back to Turin, even, it is definitely an advantage to Juventus. Yeah. It'll be tougher. Yeah, Ajax needed to have a goal advantage going into Turin.
If they would have gone in 1-0, right, not even 2-1, just 1-0, right, made Juve feel like, oh, shit, like we couldn't score a goal in their turf, like that would have been like a big mental like problem for them. But since it's 1-1, it's like, all right, like this game is a throw up, like whatever.
It's going to be whatever it is. I mean, the last game, shit pool versus fucking Porto. Like, who gives a shit? You know what I mean? Yeah. Must be nice to be Liverpool to go against Porto in the fucking final eight, right?
Oh, yeah, but their fans are like, oh, my God, like we're so good.
Jesus Christ. And, like
I can't wait for them to lose.
Some sort of shit Liga team is still in the fucking Champions League is fucking amazing, right?
I completely forgot that Barca was in La Liga. It's how easy of a league it is.
It's insane because all I do is surround myself with Barcelona fans and Real Madrid fans. I was like, yeah, it must be nice to play community college teams every other weekend. And then like one or two times a month you play like an actual good team. And then like you just brag about all the domestic championships you win, which is, your domestic championship is a fucking joke.
Yeah, for example, like it's the same thing with in France where – what was it? Lyon won it for like 6 years straight. And then now PSG has won it 5-6 years straight.
I mean, listen, it's I know Premier League is not perfect, but like by no means is it Bundesliga, Liga, or Serie A. You look at Bundesliga, it's either Bayern Munich or Dortmund. Okay. You look at La Liga, it is either Real Madrid or Barca. With very few variations. And I mean, you look at Serie A, I don't even fucking know, because who cares?
Yeah, like.
Okay. And speaking of Serie A, is Inter in a tournament?
I thought they crashed out in the group stages and then crashed out to.
Wait, who did they crash out to in the group stage?
To everyone.
Might have been Tottenham. Which means that they went to a special little tournament called the Europa League. The soccer tournament version of Jurassic Park. Just think, Edgar, look over that ridge. You might see yourself a Fibonacci. Or over there across the pass is a Zenit. A wild Zenit running free and loose.
Or if you're feeling really lucky and really hungry, a Napoli.
A Napoli. They're hanging out in their village making pizza. And oh, wait, everyone, around the pass, a wild Arsenal comes into view. Wild Arsenal with lots of lofty goals and visions.
And
then no Wenger. This Wenger is so short. And last but not least, there's a Perisic with Inter fading into the sunset, never actualizing any sort of goal. And that's why the Europa League is so majestic.
And let's not forget, if you see farther into the horizon, more FFP.
FFP.
P for Paventa.
P for Paventa. This is what you get, John Paventa, when you're not on the pod to defend yourself in our new segment called The Italian Minute with everyone but John Paventa. Can you tell us a little bit about Serie A, Mr. Edgar?
Well, I believe that the standings are still the same as they were on day one, which is Juventus at number one, Napoli at number two. We got Inter pretending to care at number three, and the other Milan at four.
What, AC Milan?
Yeah.
There's so many Milans, I can't even keep touching them. Yeah.
We also have Atalanta.
Atlanta? How are they able to be in two leagues at once?
Josef Martinez, and that's the reason why. No, they're in fifth, but...
League is Ray's Pizza in?
Who?
Ray's Pizza.
Who's Ray's Pizza?
It's the pizza place in New York. I assume they sponsored some sort of team in Serie A. Do you not know Ray's Pizza?
It's probably Inter.
Okay, I hear a little bit of Champions League in the background. All right. No, get rid of that. We're in fucking Italian Minute right now.
Yeah. All right, but let's just put it this way. Look, the way that things are going right now with Juve, they have Ronaldo for another 2 years. They have Dybala on a long term. All their players, except for their defense, aka their two central defenders, are old as fuck, right? No, I mean, their two center defenders are old as fuck, and everybody else is pretty young except for Ronaldo. So all they really have to do is replace three people, and they're winning the Scudetto for another 10 years.
And listen, I've been known to give you shit for liking Juventus and Real Madrid and Man United and every other team that happens to win the league most often. But, you know, since John Paventa hasn't come in a long time, you know, fuck it. We are a Juventus podcast. So there's no foul play. They definitely do not cheat the refs to help the games in their favor. And Juventus is going to win. I think just plain and simple.
For sure.
All right, guys. And that was this segment of The Italian Minute with everyone but John Paventa. So Inter can go to hell. But moving forward, I think we have a game this weekend. And would that be tomorrow? I believe today is Friday. My days sort of jumble up.
Yeah, I think we're playing tomorrow at like 5. And I have a haircut at 4.
It's going to be rough.
I'm probably going to miss it.
And listen, I got two things. One, we just played on one of the most atrocious fields I've ever seen in a football game, a.k.a. Etihad Pitch. And we're about to play in one of the newest fields in the MLS. How are you going to cope with that?
A riot. I think we riot and try to fucking get this front office to give us a stadium already. If they can't give us a stadium, just be freaking honest with it.
Reyna out. Reyna out.
I don't even think it's his fault. I think the guy's just a puppet at this point.
Yeah.
He barely speaks. He gives like the same cookie-cutter answers. Might as well call him Mrs. Fields if he's making all these fucking cookie-cutter answers.
It's ridiculous. But just focusing on the game. Like, we're opening Minnesota Stadium with them. Like,
the Allianz.
It is going to be excruciatingly hard to come away with a tie here, I feel like. And that's, I feel like that's what we're looking for going in.
A tie. We would be happy to come back with our dignity.
Hey, we are embracing the tie, okay? Embrace the tie. Embrace the tie. Come on, Edgar. Say it with me.
Embrace the tie.
Embrace the tie. Shout out to the mountaintops, Edgar.
Shout out to the mountaintops.
Embrace the tie.
Embrace the tie.
Hey, how many games are in a year? At least 72, right?
Yeah, in basketball.
If we get 72 points, we're fucking leading the league. Embrace the tie, Edgar. Embrace the tie. Third rail. NYCSC. Everyone in the sun. Embrace the tie. If that's one thing you get from this podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, we just got to get behind the man. We got to get behind the man. Dome. Let's get that dome. I know. That's the first time that joke's ever been said.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. And for Minnesota, Treats questionable.
No, he's playing.
You think he's playing?
He wasn't in the injury report.
Well, he had a rib injury.
Yeah, but I'm sure they popped that back into place.
that's just all they do. And do you think Care Bear makes a bigger role?
Bro, Care Bear couldn't even practice the whole week.
True.
I mean, like, the full practice. All right, so, like, let's say on Wednesday – he practiced half the day because he couldn't go the full practice. If you can't do full practice, then you're not playing the full game.
Why do we buy injured people?
Because they're trying to find – they're like – you know what Citigroup remind me of? They remind me of those people on, like, HGTV that go around trying to find the best deal possible and trying to find, like, the diamond in the rough. That's literally what they remind me of instead of – like an actual successful business, like, I don't know, someone else, someone that's successful, like anyone.
Do you think we're going to be successful this weekend?
No.
No?
Niet.
Niet. No, like, what do you think? Are we still embracing the tie? Are we going to lose?
I think we're going to lose 2-0 because Minnesota is opening up their stadium. And that's it.
It's going to be a ruckus.
Yeah.
I think it's fucking snowing up there.
I think it stopped already.
Yeah, but, like, I get the bad feeling, too, that, like, this is going to end in, like, an embarrassing loss. I think it's going to be a terrible loss. It's a lower-level team, I feel, in the MLS. And we're going there. They're opening the stadium. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be cold. And I just feel like we're going to fucking drop the ball. And I think this will eventually end in Dome getting fired.
Sure. I'm literally going to try to keep myself as busy as possible so I don't watch this game.
Score? Do you have a score prediction? Too depressing.
2-0. No, too depressing, but it's going to be 2-0.
I almost feel like it's going to be 4-1. Then we lose. And I'm forever the optimist about this team, but – we have not shown anything other than embracing the tie.
Your optimism shows in us scoring one goal.
Exactly. I have all my faith in Treats.
I have a feeling he's going to fall trying to cut someone, and then the ref is going to give a penalty in our favor, and that's the only way we're going to score a goal.
I mean, maybe it'll help us get that tie, and we get that point.
Maybe.
Precious, precious point. All right, guys. I think it's time to call this to an end. Edgar, I would like to get – where can we find you, and what's your shout-out?
You can find me in Hoboken, sometimes in the city, hanging out with Charlie and Lisa. And my shout-out is to Charlie, Lisa, and to hopefully Dome out.
Oh, that's cute. You can find me, Bryce, at on Twitter. Actually, it's a Padres Twitter on Look at Them Tatties. Look at Dem Tatis on Twitter. And on Facebook, Bryce Sorum. Instagram, Chef_Sorum. And please follow. Please watch me. And as far as the shout-out goes, I got to give it – I have a new thing. There's no more Honeycrisp apples. Okay. We gotta move on. But like Hoboken, pizza. We're here. We're in the middle. There's a lot of debate on which is the best pizza. My best pizza, easily 100% Napoli's. What say you, Edgar?
I'm going to say Napoli's. Second is Johnny Pep's. Third is Basil's, if I have had something to drink.
You're agreeing with me that Napoli's is the best?
Yeah, on their pepperoni pizza, they're really good.
Do you hear me, everyone out there? Do you hear me, Edgar? Yeah, I mean, you're here. Sorry. Yeah. Too many ballast points. Yeah. Do you hear me, Connor? Do you hear me, fucking Danny? Do you hear me, John? Napoli's is the number one pizza, and we're going to end it on that. Everyone go to Hoboken and have some Napoli's. And, you know, peace out, everyone. And let's maybe shock the world and beat Minnesota this weekend.
It's gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-